from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Poprad with the Petrus special, where she asks the questions, doesn't have the answers, and just makes us look stupid. There's got to be some logic to that somewhere.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So, Rachel in Melbourne, Lee in Spain, Eric in Slovakia, from an English radio program. Interesting.
That's what you call international.
Ah, international. So, can you do that with a deep voice?
No.
International radio.
I'll rather ask another question.
Go on then.
If you are born at exactly midnight, is your birthday on both those days? Do you actually know anybody who was born at midnight?
Dracula.
No.
There are so many kids born at 1 minute past midnight, and I'm thinking,
well, you can't be born. I was thinking, what about even the seconds past? Like, you know, that's
like,
pretty precise.
Mummy, hold on, don't push, don't push.
Okay, don't push. It's New Year's Eve, and I want you to win 10 grand and
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I have something interesting to tell you about this.
Yeah, but that would be a bit like...
Would it be short?
It'd be shorter than him.
Okay, no, far away.
Oh, no, Rachel, darling. Mm-hmm. There was a film called Born at Midnight, wasn't there? Based on a book by C.C. Hunter.
Yes, there was. Oh, who was in it?
I'm trying to remember.
This could be a fade moment, Petra.
It was also followed by Awake at Dawn. It was a horror film.
Yes, Awake at Dawn. You think when the sun comes up, it all gets really, really cool. Yeah. But it doesn't.
You know, I ask them a question and they just go.
No, and it was a horror film. So anybody
they just
born
go off in a tangent.
Born at the dot of midnight.
Can you tell me, Eric?
Shall I fade them down?
Yeah.
Okay. Look. We'll fade them down
and
now.
Can you tell me why is there an expiration date on a sour cream?
I don't know.
I've always been mad.
We'll ask Lee that.
Lee, can you answer my question?
Which question was that, darling?
Well, I just asked a question and you didn't listen.
I wasn't listening to you.
You see? How could you?
Well, not listen to you. Yeah. I've known you for years now. I've learned it.
So, my question was, you naughty one, why is there an expiration date on sour cream? It's sour anyway, so...
I know, but it's part of a culture thing, and society decided...
That was
an allusion to yogurt and sour cream.
I know, but you were close.
I was going to expand that into something really interesting, but
you were close. You were close with the culture thing, because
I do too today, actually.
It's gone from sour cream,
big gob,
to rancid.
Rancid.
No, I think that we have to be kind to the sour cream. It's a lovely accoutrement.
Is it?
It's particularly good on tacos, but I must say that I think the reason why there is no expiration date is because it is a best before.
True.
Best before.
And not a use by. So in actual fact, and everything that's biodegradable can actually go off.
Yes, this is true.
So even your face cream can. Did you know that?
Yes.
Well, your face cream can go off.
Mm-hmm.
If your face is off.
No.
Well, no. Even quicker if your face is off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's bad if you have a face off.
I could, do you
if
know
you don't
what?
Wash your hands before you use it, it'll go off quicker.
Honest guys, I can tell you that sour cream helped me expand my knowledge of Slovak.
Yeah, I had a German friend.
I'm scared as to what the segue is here.
No,
when he got sunburned, he used sour cream.
No.
So it wouldn't burn.
No. It is one of the main foods that inspires me to speak Slovak, because sour cream, smugglish.
Smugglish.
Smelly. Horrible.
Smelly. It's not. It doesn't smell. It's great.
You must have bought the one after the expiration date.
No.
Yes, you must have.
It is vile.
No, it's not. You put it on a baked potato with some butter and some cheese and some bit of bacon.
Yeah,
and it's like,
exactly.
How to ruin a good potato.
It's a yummy.
No, you put sour cream on your plums.
Let's have another question.
I think this is a good question for Lee because he didn't shower for a month. If your feet smell and your nose runs,
you're built upside
are you
down.
Built upside down?
Beat you to it.
Do another
okay.
one.
Okay, so another one. How do you turn Fahrenheit into Celsius?
How do you what?
How do you turn Fahrenheit into Celsius?
Yeah. I have no idea. I tell you and you take the mic out of me. Yeah, I say it's 2,080 degrees here, and that's because I've done this sum. And it always comes out wrong.
Rachel,
are you going again,
Rach?
Are you
fading? Rach, can I teach you a bit of Slovak, Rach, for Lee?
Yes.
Right, it's a simple word. When Lee comes out with one of those silly comments, you say, like Petra did, stupido.
Stupido. I wear those in the bath.
Italian. No, they speedo.
Oh, right.
That's stupid in Italian, too.
Yeah. Is it really?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
In German, it's
Dummkopf,
yeah. And if your windscreen wipers are called flippen floppen muckenspreden stuckens.
Sorry to everybody. Sorry to everybody in Germany listening to the program. It wasn't me. It was Lee Banks in Germany.
You have sour cream with a Schnitzelgruben.
I've not called the shih tzu.
Yeah, stop it. You did that joke last week.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's next?
If you could change one thing about your looks, what would it be, Rachel?
Nothing. I'm fabulous.
Right.
Except for the...
I knew there was something else to come.
You know, since we're going into the sort of dairy area, let's talk about the cottage cheese. It found its way onto my thighs and buttocks.
Oh, you mean cellulite?
Yes.
Oh.
She was trying to avoid that word.
Well, you've sold everything else, haven't you?
I really wish my mother would.
Would what?
Oh, has she got the gap?
Yeah, she dropped off the face of the planet.
Okay, so Lee, what would you change about yourself?
The same as Rachel, nothing. I'm absolutely
incredible. Oh, yes. Sorry.
She did that on purpose just to get you. So nothing at all, Lee?
No, I wouldn't change anything. No, have a look at me. Look at me pictures, man. Why would you change? Why would you change perfection? Why would you change?
Exactly. I'm the one and only. I'm special.
I think Petra, I think there's some denial going on from Lee.
No, you know what? I agree with Uncle Lee about this because, you know what? There's so much going on, and I'm sorry to take it to a, you know, usual postcards from Pop Rad level for a second, but... but there's so much in the media focusing on women and how they look and, you know, people and how they look and, you know, photoshopping people and
I agree.
It's just boring. I think, you know, and if you start wondering about what you could change if you could, you're just setting yourself up for a whole lot of heartache. Love you for you. Love the one you're with, which is yourself.
Actually, you're so right, Rach.
But I would change the way women look.
Oh, Lee.
No, I'm perfect. Women, you could change women generally. Like, if you had a sort of human Photoshop, you could create perfect women out of every woman. Now, that would be a good thing.
No, it wouldn't
be boring.
Every
woman is perfect in her own way.
That's right. And Lee, don't forget, all women are beautiful, just some more than others.
Exactly. Some when they don't speak so much, like myself.
The exact amount.
More beautiful when we're quiet.
No, that's the red light for danger. When a woman is quiet, it's red light time. Danger, danger, danger. Warning, warning, warning.
But if you treat a woman properly and you allow her to feel beautiful, then it pays dividends. I know Andrea sometimes has said to me, does my bum look big in this? And I just say, no, darling, you're in a very small room.
It's all about the angle.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rach, do you know what? Being serious for a sec, you are so right. All these stupid magazines that go, oh, you must look like a sticky insect. Then you get, oh, no, you mustn't. You must look like a size 22. Oh, no, you mustn't. You must look like a... If everybody was the same, nobody would be beautiful because everybody would just be boring.
I think you should look really like a dromedary with Kylie Minogue's face.
Oh, right. God, she looks like a horse.
She does look like a horse now, doesn't she?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, move on.
Eric, what fortune would you want to get from a fortune cookie?
What fortune would I want to get? Do you know what? One. Be
well,
happy.
Well, I'm only giving you one.
Be happy.
Don't give him one on air.
Be happy.
Be happy.
That'd be it. Happiness. Yep.
Yeah. Do you know what I'd like to get? I know what I'd like to get.
What?
I am being held hostage in a fortune cookie factory. Please help me.
Very good. Very good indeed. Go on, Lee, your turn.
A brewery.
A brewery. Why?
No, the keys to a brewery, I suppose, are like you couldn't actually get a full brewery in one, could you? No. Not operating and with a bottle plan and everything. But so, yeah, just the keys to it would be fine. Yeah, keys to a brewery.
Yeah, okay. All right, next one.
If you were running for office, what would your campaign slogan be?
Oh. And its address, where it is, where the brewery is. I'd have to have my address.
We've moved, Lee, catch up, we've moved on.
No, I know that. I was just filling in the gaps, that's all.
So Rachel will answer that first.
If I was running for office, what would my campaign be?
Slogan.
Beer.
Or it would be... Oh, no. Nah. Don't know.
Can't say, just make something up.
Brunston. Free the hostages in Geese.
That is really hard.
What?
Bring the captives in the cookies, that's what I'd say.
A slogan?
Yeah, what you would run for office on is actually quite hard when you think about it. It is hard.
Good job, I don't have to answer.
If I was in Australia, my slogan would be, I love a bogan. Slogan bogan.
Slogan bogan.
Oh, I know what it would be. Brunston will give my Brunston.
Rachel gone under the water.
I love your Australian accent.
What would mine be? Trouble is, my slogan would be serious.
Serious, yeah, it would be, and really long.
No.
If you want to get elected, it's got to be serious and boring.
Yeah, you get out what you put in.
Is that what your slogan would be?
Yeah, right. Petra is now busting her sides laughing. her mental position is in the sewer.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
As usual. But no, I would really. I would. I'd stand on what you get out, what you put in. And then
it's true, though.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And if all the lazy persons who can't be bothered to even get off their backside when they're able to would get naff all... but the people who were trying, even if you're, you know, and I love the people who are in wheelchairs and start their own business and, you know, completely fund themselves. I would give them tax relief rather than tax burden. I would honestly, because I think they're amazing.
You know what? I would want a slogan that it would be something that would be in the vernacular every day so that whenever somebody said it, they'd think, oh, that politician. So it'd be something like, don't even.
But don't even
talk to the hand, or you know, something like that. So that as soon as somebody said it, they went, "Oh yeah, that girl."
Money don't talk; it swears.
Lee, what is your biggest addiction?
Andrea.
Okay, that's it, Rachel.
Hurrah! We got there in the end.
My biggest addiction.
You actually, answered.
You've answered.
You've had your turn. That's it.
Sorry. Yes.
My biggest addiction is, wow, I think it's not television, but it's moving pictures.
Moving pictures.
So I have to either have a movie on or the television on or something on in the window. The window has to be on.
Oh.
The window has to be on at all times. Even if there's sound on, the window has to be on.
No, I'm a sound person, definitely.
Yeah. A radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a radio man, definitely through and through. As will be concurred from the comments that we get from Petra and the like, where Everywhere there is noise in my office. There has to be.
And as this is a daily program, I'm not saying my addiction and moving to another question.
I know what your addiction is.
What is it?
Comes with batteries.
Eric!
What? It does. What?
He meant battery charger.
Yes. She is addicted to her MP3 player, which needs a battery. What is wrong with your gutter?
I never thought anything else. You're just making something out of nothing now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, stick it in and
Lee,
take it out again.
Oh. Have you ever tried to do something you know you would be really, really bad at? And what was it?
Broadcasting.
Fine.
No, actually, I'm not embarrassing him here, but I remember the first radio program Lee did.
I do, and the thing is, this is the absolute truth about that. The first radio program I ever did was with Eric, and I forgot to turn up. Didn't I? That's true.
He was late, but then he's going, "Oh, I don't like the sound of my voice." because we made him wear headphones. I don't like the sound of my voice.
In headphones when you're not used to it. Weird.
That's absolutely right. He was sitting there like a little quivering jelly.
Did you see him?
Well, I had to look round to see him because he was sitting behind me.
Changed my name to Jar Wobble.
No, but the trouble was, he was doing really well. We went to a commercial break. I don't know what I'm going, but you're doing really well. I'm amazed. And I was genuinely shocked.
And what was your best thing you did?
Best, no, no, best,
the
worst.
The worst, yeah.
The worst thing?
Something you were really bad at.
Cooking. Definitely cooking.
You can cook beef.
I know that, but I've never been able to manage.
Not that I've tasted it.
The one thing I can't get right, and I love, are meringues.
And I love meringues as well.
I can't cook them proper.
Just buy them. Don't cook them.
But you try anyway.
I try. They just come out like sticky, gooey things.
And Rachel?
I'm awesome at everything. I can't think of a thing that I'm bad at except for...
Rachel, we are women. We are perfect.
I'm really worse at explaining my weaknesses to people.
Right, next, move along.
What is one thing, just one, Lee, that annoys you the most? One.
Children.
That's more than one.
There's loads of them. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Everyone. Children in the swimming pool. I hate it. And you can't drown them. You can't do anything to them. And everything. Yeah, they're off. And you know, the children have one voice. It's like God ran out of voice boxes and has put one voice box in all children. And all they do is go... And then they add on a... like that. And that's all year, all day.
Eric?
BS, but I can't say the word.
British Home Stores.
No, you nana.
BS. I know what you mean.
I hate BS with a passion, and the worst people are the ones that believe their own BS.
I can't believe you say that. Can you, Petra?
I don't know what the BS stands for.
Think of a ball.
Okay.
Think of here we go.
Ah, I know.
Farm toilets. Farm toilets.
Yes.
It's the ones that really annoy me are the ones that genuinely believe their BS.
I've got to play this show so everybody know that Eric's...
Because they make me angry. Anyway, it's Rachel's turn.
What do I hate the most? Oh, when somebody doesn't understand how awesome I am. No.
Oh, dear.
It's the little things bug me. The little things bug me. The big things don't really trouble me much. No, I ain't worried about big stuff. It's the little stuff that irritates me, that makes me want, pull my hair out. Like,
Rach, you need to move a little bit. We're losing your signal.
Yeah, you need to move. Okay. Like,
thank you very much indeed. We'll get another question in from Petra whilst Rachel's moving herself about.
If practice makes perfect and there is no such thing as perfect, why practice?
Oh, very good question.
That is amazing.
I'm perfect.
That's incredible. I would say that is the perfect question.
He got in there first.
It makes I'm concerned about this now because why do doctors practice? I'm really worried.
Doctors have a practice, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question like this. Don't you find it worrying that doctors call treating in you their practice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're practicing on you.
Law, they practice all the important things. That's a worry. You don't practice building a bridge, you build a bridge.
Well, go on, Petra.
Yeah.
Mm. So you didn't answer my question.
We all answered your question. You just didn't understand.
Okay.
Yeah, ish. Right, go on.
We had a few times question about this toast falling butter side down and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, I have another one.
Oh, go on, then.
If toast always lands butter side down and cats always land on their feet, what happens if you strap toast on the back of a cat and drop it?
I can answer this.
Go on, then.
Well, no. Oh, what happens? Because I've tried it. And
he hasn't, boys and girls. It's BS time.
The cat licked the butter off the toast. So the weight ratio changed and the cat landed on its feet and ran off and shared the dry toast with its friends.
Right.
The laws of physics are going to tell you that a cat weighs more than a piece of toast.
Exactly.
No, but it's the butter that makes the difference, you see.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yes, clearly it makes an enormous amount of difference. I mean, you know what? I've never actually practiced physics.
Very good.
But I would see when you get me earlier in the day, I'm on it, aren't I?
Yeah.
So I really think that, you know, I haven't practiced physics, but I don't think the butter makes a whole lot of difference.
Oh, right. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. I don't want to be rude to Lee, but.
Oh, right.
Yes, you do.
What hair color do they put on the driver's license of bald men?
Well, it's like a dome thing, and colour. Colour?
Yeah.
What colour?
If you are a bald, which you are.
Oh, I understand. I thought you meant the actual license. What colour was the license? You mean what colour hair?
Yeah. What hair colour?
Yeah. Well, it's simple. It's simple. It's like since the punk era, you can have pink hair.
Right. But what happens if you've got a suntan? It's brown.
Exactly. So it changes. So you just put, like, between pink and brown.
So what do you put on your licence?
Ash blonde.
We don't have that here. You don't have to put your hair colour and your eye colour and everything else.
You don't actually have written either.
Because you got a photograph, for goodness sakes.
We don't. Well, I don't. I know.
Yeah, but what about if the photograph is black and white?
Then they pull your pants down and double check.
I think that one's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Went over his head, Petra.
Uh-huh.
That was a joke, wasn't it?
Over your head.
When a male is elected president and his wife is called the first lady, what would a lady's husband be called if she were elected president?
Isn't he consort?
The first gentleman. I thought it was the first gentleman.
No. Isn't he consort?
That sounds like a prostitute.
No.
No, it sounds like an old car.
Concubine.
Concubine.
Isn't Prince Philip the Queen's consort?
It sounds like a dirty word.
It's not.
Yeah, no, Prince Philip.
Yes.
Is your mate. My mate, actually, we know each other quite well now. We've discussed health matters between us, me and my mate Philip.
Right.
He's not the consort, he's the cohort.
No, he's not cohort.
He's her husband.
It should be. But it sounds like a dirty word.
What? Like a mayor. Like a mayoress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bloke.
Hang on a minute, we're going to check this. What did they call Uncle Dennis?
What they call Uncle Dennis Thatcher?
Dead.
Yes.
Or now they do.
Why don't you put consort into Google and see what comes out?
Who are you asking?
Petra.
To touch
yeah, do it, Petra. You're the secretary.
Oh, no.
The most generally suggested term is first gentleman.
Oh, Rachel was right.
Thank you. That's what I see.
That's what they say in lifeboats, isn't it? Gentlemen first.
No.
Thank you.
Ladies first.
No, ladies after.
No, ladies
and,
first.
And then the children, because you'll always find them, because they're all going, do, 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 ah! You never lose them, do you?
No.
Yeah, you don't need whistles with them.
Right, we move on.
Rachel, what is the strangest thing you ever eaten? It's daily program.
Rachel has been in the Northern Territories.
Never mind the Northern Territory. I lived in Japan for a year. That's a far out place.
You didn't eat
the weirdest
rat.
Thing I ever ate. I mean, I ate a lot of weird things, but as I sort of spent more time there, when they were offered to me, it didn't seem weird, so I don't count them as weird. However, one of the meals I ever had, the guy we were working for took us out for this great big banquet, and it was very luxurious and very expensive and very this and very that. And it came this main meal, and I was starving. Couldn't find a Macca's anywhere. I was starving, man. So they said, here is lovely guy. And dead set, this was a just great big tuna head. Not the body of the tuna, where all the good bit is, just the head.
What, a tuna head?
A fish. I thought it was a big tuna.
If you suck its eyeballs, it is most toothsome.
Yes.
You're making me sick. You asked
the question.
It's all these delicacy parts of this particular fish. So, you know, all the stuff was right behind the gills.
Tuna head is a delicacy in Japan.
It is. It's glorious.
Yeah. And they paid, something ridiculous, like $400, and this was 20 years ago.
I know. It's ridiculous.
You're not 20 yet, so how could it be 20 years ago?
Oh, bless. I was embryonic at the time. My mother was pregnant. Did I not mention that my mother was pregnant with me?
We have got time for one last question, boys and girls. One last question.
Here we go.
What is the one thing you own you wish you didn't?
One thing I own, apart from Petra.
Mm-hmm. You don't own me.
that was a bit rough, Petra. I wouldn't have that often.
Yeah, it's going to get smack in a minute.
I don't think I'd like to. I don't know, really. Because I chuck things away I don't like.
Michael Mondeo.
Oh, yes, your car that never works.
Yeah, the one that I have to pay car insurance on, so I've got medical cover or something, or legal cover that I can't use.
Right.
I didn't have Michael Mondale, I wouldn't have to do that.
Some days my laptop and my microphone.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's time to say goodbye, everybody, because I can't think of an answer to this question, so I'm going to get out of it by saying, Rach, time to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Rach.
Lee.
Goodbye, everybody.
Petra.
Goodbye.
Are you not going to blow kisses this week?
No.
Because Lee's there, isn't he? We don't want to get
the paramedics. He would get them all, and I like to share it.
Yeah, we don't want to get the paramedics out of the space, do we?
See, I'm over there. I'm coming to see you very soon.
And from me, Eric Wilshire, we'll see you again soon. Same place, same time next week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.